Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit.
Welcome back to Fit, episode 10, and whoa, exercise for your health. A nice transition from what we eat to how we need to move to support your fit plan for life. Did you know approximately 50% of America's youth aged 12 to 21 are not regularly physically active? Did you know a sedentary lifestyle increases the risk of developing diabetes, hypertension, colon cancer, depression, and anxiety, obesity, and weakens muscles and bones? Did you know that according to the CDC, nationally, in 2000, 78% of the population was at risk for health problems related to lack of exercise, which is regular and sustained physical activity? And did you also know physical inactivity affects at least 20 of the most deadly chronic disorders? That's a good argument for movement, wouldn't you say? We are a country that totally needs to move. And while this is true, our hope for you here at Fit to Order is that you will consider no more diets, no more counting calories, no more endless hours of cardio. Just small, gradual lifestyle changes that will guide you to your best fit, including exercise. If this information resonates with you and you want to dig deeper, Fit to Order's 21 Days to Fit and our Fit Start program are both created to offer more guidance with you for you for your fit plan for life. And I'll give you a few more details at the end of this episode. So as we've been talking about in the first nine episodes, we've created this fit formula or these fit steps to create your fit plan for life. And what it really comes down to is creating the customized synergy between what you eat, how you move, and how you manage stress. So for us, that paradigm is eat, move, and breathe. But I think that would probably be more simply explained with nutrition, exercise, and mindfulness are probably the terms that you would most recognize. I really hope that you've been listening to the past few episodes and know exactly where I'm going. So what about exercise? What kind should you do? How much exercise should you get? How many days of the week? How intensely should you exercise? Am I saying out loud what you have been wondering? Just so you know, you are not alone on the road to get fit. It's fascinating to know how saturated our industry is, and yet the more information that is released, the more confused you, the consumer, appears to be. And while we are discussing the confusion, why should you believe me or Fit to Order anyway? Well, here's what I do know. After 25 years in the health and fitness industry, I take it all the way back to the research. And as much as we want the quick fix or the magic pill, fitness, exercise, movement, it requires knowledge and then commitment. Remember, being fit doesn't necessarily mean we want to lose weight. What we really want to do is shed the appropriate amount of body fat and support lean muscle. We also want to be healthy, fit, and active, right? With the stress of daily life and the frustration with the conflicting, confusing health information and the difficulty with changing those unhealthy habits, getting fit is not an easy process. So today I want to share what the research says about exercise, and then how do you go about customizing that information to create your dynamic exercise plan to support your fit plan for life. So I'm going to break it down into steps, okay? So step number one, before you work out, remember, you want to avoid stretching. You want to warm up instead. Dynamically. We know from research how important this is. Why? An active warm-up gets your body ready for exercise with exercise. A dynamic warm-up increases your heart rate. It wakes up your nervous system. It prepares your muscles for movement. And static stretching puts us at risk for injury. So I'm hoping that you know the difference between dynamic and static warm-ups. So let me give you some tips here, some fit tips. You want to take 5 to 10 minutes to dynamically warm up before any quality workout, no matter what you're doing. So these would be things like for the upper body, they would be shoulder rolls, they would be chest openers, they would be torso twists. And for the lower body, it would be things like toe walks, heel walks, Frankenstein kicks, and lateral leg swings. You really want to get in front of your workouts by starting the process correctly. So we want to keep you safe, and we want to make sure that those muscles are nice and pliable and ready to go for whatever kind of workout you decide to put into your fit plan. It's called training smart. Step number two, quality fit plan for movement or for exercise includes some kind of cardio training. So let me give you the couple of different variations of cardio training, because this is sometimes, this information is sometimes confusing as well. So we have what's called steady state cardio. And steady state cardio is the aerobic exercise where the speed remains the same for at least 20 minutes. And it's things like just general same speed walking, some jogging, some swimming. Not to say that we can't change that up with those exercise, but when you think of steady state cardio, I want you to think of making no changes in terms of resistance or speed or incline. It's just where you are breathing the same. You are getting that heart healthy work, but you are steady state. It's not a whole lot of changes within that set period of cardio workout. And then there's something called interval training. And interval training includes exercising at a max level for a short period of time followed by rest. So this would be things like burpees and mountain climbers and HIIT workouts and maybe some Tabata training. This is where we're mixing it up a little bit. Both of them are working the lungs and the heart and muscles for sure, and both of them are cardio, but they each have their place in your fit plan for life. We know that cardio training is necessary for your good health. And why? Cardiovascular training, it increases your endurance, it lowers your blood pressure, it helps you burn fat, it increases your metabolism, and it also helps prevent heart disease. So which kind of cardio exercise is best to burn fat? Well, using the two examples that I shared with you under cardiovascular exercise, it's really going to be back to what we continue to tell you. It's up to you to choose. Everybody is different, and it's about knowing what your goals are and why you are doing what you are doing. Both kinds of that kind of cardio training are effective for fat loss, by the way. But let me just give you the breakdown a little bit further. So steady state cardio, where you are remaining primarily at the same speed, that improves the cardiovascular system. You actually recover faster doing steady state cardio. It's really great for beginners, but the drawback is it can be tedious and it can be repetitive. Now, the interval training cardio, what this does, the positives are it burns more calories, it builds lean muscle mass, it could be shorter, but the risk of injury may be higher. So I'm just giving you a few examples of the difference between the two. It's not an exhaustive list, but I just really want to share with you the two big categories of cardio so you can kind of decide where that fits into your fit plan for life in regard to exercise. So step number three in planning your fit plan for life, you want to brace your core. Now, I say that funny, but your core is so much more than just that eight-pack of muscles hiding beneath your perhaps fun-sized belly. As we get closer to Halloween, I joke. The core is a group of muscles that wrap around your whole torso. The core has a huge job. It includes stabilizing your body, protecting your spine, and it also is responsible for keeping you upright. So why train the core? Well, it keeps your back healthy. It helps you maintain your balance, and really important, especially for those of us who work in a sedentary job, it assists with great posture. So if you eat clean and train your core, oh my gosh, you could get the bonus of seeing those gorgeous ab muscles. But knowing that that is a very important component to include in your fit plan, training the core, very important to our team that we begin foundationally when we set somebody up for their fit plan for life, that we always discuss that core plan, because it's important just beyond, as I mentioned, seeing the ab muscles. The core has a big job to do. All right. Step number four, lift heavy weights. I'm going to repeat, lift heavy weights. Yes, ladies, I am saying go ahead and lift heavy. Why? Adding heavy weights will not make you bulky. You do not have enough testosterone in your body, ladies, in order for that to happen. And it is very important that you, when you are starting any resistance training program, that you understand how important it is to work with the appropriate size weights. Training with heavier weights will not only make you stronger, but it protects you from osteoporosis, and it also supports and helps you grow lean muscle, which is super important. The more lean muscle mass you have, the more efficient calorie burner you are. So some tips in regard to lifting. You want to choose a weight where you can perform approximately 8 to 12 repetitions. Your last repetition should be a struggle, but it should not be impossible. Increase your weight amount when you're able to go beyond the 12 reps. So that's really important. So it kind of gives you a little bit of a guideline. We get that asked that question quite a bit, like where do you even start? And this is about you customizing your workout, whether or not you're going to go after a total body workout, you're going to be working the upper body only, the lower body only, or some combination thereof. You do want to get it right with in regard to picking the appropriate size weights. Patty, my business partner, she often talks about the barbell or the Barbie weights, and that's when someone chooses a weight that's just so light that it's great that you're lifting weights, but we're not necessarily tackling the goal, which I think that you probably were choosing when you decided to lift the weights. So you want to go heavy. As always, if you're not sure where to start or you need more help, go ahead and reach out and you can ask a fit to order fit coach and we'd be happy to help you get that started. All right, step number 5. Again, I say partially joking, run hills. Really, Stacy? Well, sort of, but I don't necessarily mean you have to be running up and down a hill. This fit step is about possibly adding an incline to whatever cardio workout you are doing. So it could mean actual hills, or it could mean setting the treadmill on an incline. It could be about using the step mill, which looks like a set of steps, or the elliptical, making that resistance a little harder to simulate an incline. But it is about adding what I call load to your workout, and that is that we are adding the incline to challenge the body a little bit more. And why do we need to do this? Well, for one thing, working this approach, it will help you burn fat faster. And I would suspect if that was the recommendation, all of you would consider running those hills if it helped you burn fat faster. So that is true. And it also, believe it or not, reduces your risk of injury. So when you have more lean muscle mass, you will get more results. You will be more metabolically efficient. And that uphill or that incline movement activates about 9% more muscle per stride than at the same pace on level ground. So by simply increasing the incline, even just a little bit, it can reduce the impact on your legs, which is, you know, in a nutshell, that could be a nice safety protection as well. It's just about mixing it up instead of going flat and all the time. It gives a way to stay behind the knee joint. And really, like I said before, it's got a couple of pluses to it. You can just go ahead and ask one of our Baltimore boot camp participants about tackling hills, because sometimes it doesn't feel like it's any better. In fact, it feels much harder. The sweat is more intense. And like I said before, it's a fit to order favorite for sure. So we're almost there. Step number 6 in terms of setting you up for success, you want to make sure you change your workouts. And why do you need to change your workout? What if you find this awesome, awesome workout and you would just like to do that all year long? You don't want to change the time. You don't want to change the intensity. You don't want to change the reps. Well, your muscles are very smart and they will adapt to the same workout day after day. And if you've been doing the same routine for months, it might be time to mix it up, right? So we want to avoid those plateaus. And that's a real classic sign when you start to see no movement in your goals. It might be time to change the workout routine a little bit. results happen by adding variety to those through those various workouts and routines, and it also helps you to avoid that boredom. Consider setting monthly fitness goals, including changing your workouts, and just know where you're going. Know why you are doing what you are doing. Some fit tips you want: you could vary the number of reps. If you usually complete 10 reps, try 15 reps for the next 4 to 4 weeks. You could increase or decrease the weight. That would be another nice change. You could mix up the weights, giving your muscles a shock and help you bust through those plateaus. So again, if you need a little help with this, we are always accessible by email or just send us a message through social media. I'm happy to share with you how to go about changing up your workouts. You may want to pick a new exercise that targets the same muscle group. So let's say you historically have always liked to do bench press for the pec muscles. Maybe you switch that up to a fly exercise. So again, just a little sample on how you can mix up your workout. You can change the time. Maybe you work out all the time for 30 minutes. Maybe you want to bump it down to 20, but increase the intensity. Give that one a go. So I have one more for you in regard to setting up your fit plan for life with your exercise. Really, really important, and doesn't ever get the press that it should. We at Fit to Order support and encourage, and almost, it's a must-have in your workout plan. You need active recovery and rest. Recover and rest days are so important to your training. Adding this strategy allows your body to repair and respond. Active recovery means to recover from an exercise using, it doesn't mean that you're just stopping, exercising. It means that you are recovering from exercise using a lower intensity activity. This kind of recovery helps rid the muscles of lactic acid, and that is what causes the soreness and fatigue. Now, different than active recovery are rest days. And rest days are the days that you completely abstain from exercise. And these are also important. Never taking a day off sets the body up for breakdown, including severe muscle soreness, a suppressed immune system, poor sleep, a decrease in strength and performance, and you also are setting yourself up for increased injury. So again, two concepts under the same umbrella, rest and recovery days. And I would love to encourage you to find a way to put both into your fit plan, because they are very, very important. And just a few tips in regard to the active recovery piece. Things like foam rolling, which is the exercise where you are actually massaging your muscles, and you can use an actual foam roller, or maybe you use tennis balls. Again, if you're newer to this concept, it would probably be a great idea if we talk a little deeper on that on another episode. But foam rolling is a great active recovery exercise. Walking, light weightlifting, hiking, swimming, my favorite, a little yoga, and maybe some gentle cycling. So it's not saying you're stopping all exercise. It just says you are lowering the intensity in which you do exercise to allow the body to rest and recover. Now, those rest days, you are not doing any exercise. And I think that there is validity in doing that as well. So, wow, that was a ton. And I really hope you enjoyed today's episode about exercise and how you put all the sweat, the reps, the recoveries together to create your fit plan for great health. We've covered now the nutrition piece, which spanned over, 7 or 8 episodes. And now this one episode, I threw all of the exercise in. I thought it was important to do a big episode on what it takes to set somebody up for success, all the things that we look at when we're designing an exercise plan for a client. So on next week's episode, episode 11, we're going to inhale and exhale our way to mindful living and reducing our stress, and how doing this can impact your fit plan for great health. So, and I will do that in a large episode as well, putting it all into one instead of over the course of many. I have a quote for you today. And my quote is by Jose Gassett. And he says, "All we are given are possibilities to make ourselves one thing or another. I thought that was pretty appropriate for today's episode. As always, thanks for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to the Fit Podcast. Share it with your friends, and please always feel free to send us your feedback. One more thing, please take a moment to get on our Fit List. You will get easy, simple fit tips, tools, and recipes delivered to your inbox, and you can find us at www.fittoorder.com. And one final comment about Fit Start 10 and 21 Days to Fit. As I mentioned during the podcast episode, these are two of our online programs where you receive the support and the hand-holding that you might need to dig a little deeper on some of these topics, specifically the Eat, Move, Breathe piece. And that is our paradigm here at Fit to Order. That's what we're really good at. And we're also really good at connecting those pieces to folks who have the diagnosis of a chronic condition as it relates to those behavioral changes that if included, might make a difference in that diagnosis. So again, Fit Start 10 and 21 Days to Fit. You can reach us at www.fittoorder.com. Thanks again. Have a great day.